God will provide.
Amen.
Welcome to the Master's Call. Welcome, 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 each and every single one of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I welcome you to the Master's Call on this God Will Provide Thursday. And Philippians 4:19 says, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So rest assured that God will provide all of your needs according to his riches and glory. So we welcome you to the Master's Call. Let us go to our Father in prayer. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to see another day. We command the morning to line up according to your will, oh, God. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Forgive us of our sins and of our wrongdoings, O God. The things that we thought and said that were against your will, God, have mercy upon us. And so we come this day, God, knowing that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, God. And so we go out with anticipation and expectation of greater and newer things in our life, that your glory shall be seen in each and every single one of us in 2016, oh God. And so we thank you for this, the Master's Call. And we thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes, God. We thank you, God, that your hands are upon them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, God. I speak total and complete healing for them right now, and that every single need in their life will be met in your name, Jesus. And for every caller that will dial in, I pray that their ears will be open to what thus says the Lord. And the messenger that we have called for this morning, I pray for Minister Willa that you will open her eyes, open her ears, open her heart and her mind to receive what you would have her to send forth this day. I pray that you would increase in her as she decreases in the name of Jesus. And I pray that this call will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood right now because the blood still works. And these things are decreed. And I declare, and the artist conference will be great, will be mighty, and every single need will be met according to your riches and glory. In Jesus' name, I decree it, I declare it, and it is so. In the matchless, mighty, and marvelous name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So at this time, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to turn the call over to our heavenly hostess with the mostest. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you, Prayer General, Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell. Go ahead and take it away.
Amen, amen, and thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone, Minister Tiffany Songbird Lauderdale out there in Southern California. We so appreciate you and thank God for you. I tell you, you have such a burst of sunshine in your voice every time you get on the call. I'm still trying to figure out how you do that, but I give God glory for you and love and appreciate you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. Welcome again to the Master's Call. We're so delighted and excited that you've joined us this wonderful, wonderful Thursday morning. And I want to say, if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, we are so excited that you have joined us this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And this is our telecommunication sanctuary where we are here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific. Now, we're so thankful to God, and we're so excited because next week we will be celebrating 6 years. Yes, 6 years here on the Master's Call. This call started back on October 25th, 2010, through these wonderful, wonderful women of God. They were definitely anointed and still is anointed, and appointed. And God saw fit to start this call through them. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, out of Silver Creek, Mississippi, who we call Miss Super Fantastic. And then we have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle, over in Prairie View, Texas. So we're so grateful that God has used these women constantly to carry this call forth each and every Monday through Friday. Now, this call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we definitely want you to tell your friends, you tell your family, tell your coworkers that this is a great, great way to start their day. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see that all the messages have been archived there. So you can always go and get you a word from on high, because that buffet is full and full of blessings. Okay, and we also have out the bios of our speakers. Now, one thing that you'll notice is that we are dwelling in 2016, and we have a theme for this year. It is, "In 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen." And we also want you to notice that we have prayer directors. We have been praying diligently before the Lord, thanking him for what he's doing, not only for this call, but through a wonderful artist's life, what we call the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven. Okay, well, you go back there and check it out, and you'll see the prayer directors, because people that pray together, two or three coming together, touching and agreeing on anything, God is definitely in the midst of it. So now, if you feel led to be a part of this blessed ministry, please get with us. We want to hear from you. We want you to see you greet as Sister Minister Tiffany did, and we want you to host, which is what I'm doing right now, and then you may even have a word from God. We definitely want to hear that. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, guess what? This week, this weekend, everybody is geared up, ready to go, getting on the planes, taking off to go to Miami, Florida, at the Miami Marriott Airport. And I tell you, it's going to be a fireball conference taking place with artists like there. You want to be in a place. It's not too late. The tickets are still only $99. Go in your back office and get that, or even events.artistlife.com, and be in the place, because you won't regret being there. We need some people to help us with the service Sunday morning. So please, if you're interested in greeting the people, being an usher, or just being in the mix, helping and assisting any way you can, get with Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at info@themasterscall.net. Now, many of us, as I mentioned, are blessed to be a part of this phenomenal call, health and wellness company, artistlife.com. So, Artist Life, rather. So we are so excited that we have the best products on this side of heaven. We have a new morning motivational call, which is held right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. That's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. This is Testimonial Thursday, so I'm sure you're in for a treat. I won't prolong the time, because we are ready to hear a word from on high. This fireball, I tell you, she is a woman who is definitely thorough and in point with the Lord, because she has always has a word, an encouraging word for everyone she encounters. And we thank God for her, because she is a new, we call BB. Yeah, she's a grandmother. She has a new grandbaby, and we're so thankful that she is a part of this great ministry. And it is none other than Minister Willa Peterson, who has been married to Gerald Peterson for 41 years and is the mother of three grown children, Javen, Kenan, and Macy. And after living in her hometown of Oak Park, Illinois for 38 years, she is her and her husband, Jerry, retired to Tampa, Florida. And Minister Willer is a member of Living Word Christian Center in Forest, she was a member of Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois, but she has now gained a Bible-based fellowship church in Tampa, Florida, and she's so thankful to be a part of that ministry. She was an elementary school teacher and had emphasis on reading diagnosis and remediation. She is a woman who stands on the Word of God, and she had returned many years later and worked as an inclusion teacher for children. She has a special heart for children and the homeless. Okay, I can tell you that. Minister Willer is a certified health coach and wellness educator with over 15 years of experience. As a result of overcoming health challenges by changing her diet and making some day-to-day changes in her lifestyle, she is passionate about her part to end the global health crisis by sharing these concepts that we have with others. Now, Minister Willer is excited about the new chapter of her life in Tampa, and most of all, she is excited about her new grandbaby, okay? I tell you, this woman of God is a blessing. She stands on the Word of God. She has the love and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I will present to you and introduce to others none other than Minister Willer Peterson. Are you there, Minister Willer?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda, our prayer general, and thank you so much for that warm introduction. And yes, I am a new BB, which means grandma in Swahili, and I just praise the Lord for that. Our little Karen is doing just fine. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for greeting our family this morning. And yes, God will provide. Thursday, I just love this, one of my favorite scripture verses. And as I thought about you coming to Florida from California, where you are 3 hours behind us, and you will be 3 hours, and we're 3 hours ahead of you, I just know God's going to provide everything you need to get up in the morning, because for you, it's going to be 3 hours earlier. So thank you so much for just your faithfulness and everything you are and everything you do for us here on the Master's Call. And to my dear Dr. Vanessa, whom we affectionately call our Mother Eagle, I like to look at her as our equal opportunity nest injector, because she injects us out of the nest even sometimes when we don't want to, even when we're clinging to the sides of the nest. She still says, you can do it. So thank you so much for that confidence that you have in all of us to come up and minister. And to our dear Dr. P.K. Roberts, whom we affectionately call Dr. Dimples and Dr. Super Fantastic, because that's who you are, we thank you, and I appreciate the confidence you have shown in me. And to you, my TMC family, I just thank you for joining us here this morning as I spread my wings to take flight and soar to greater heights in God. Thank you so much for being there on the line here this morning to take this journey with me. Now, Father, all of you and none of me, as I bring the word to your sons and daughters this morning, I pray that the anointing falls upon me as I spread my wings to soar in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, the last time I was here, I began ministering on the title, Don't Wither in the Way and the Wait. With the Lord's help, I will finish my message this morning. My text comes for this message comes from Matthew 13, verses 1 through 9, which reads, that same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and he sowed. Some fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no roots, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Verse 9 says, he who has ears, let him hear. Now, this parable has three main elements, the sower, the seed, and the soil. The sower represents the Lord, the seed represents the word of God, and the soil represents the four categories of hearers, each with a different response to God's word. What type of soil are you and I? And that's what we're going to talk about. You see, the same soil was sown. However, the harvest of the seed was determined by the type of soil in which it was sown. The wayside soil is the callous heart. Now, in Palestine at that time, narrow ribbons of ground divided the fields. And I'm just doing kind of like a review of what I talked about earlier. These ribbons were rites of way traveled so frequently that their soles were as hard as concrete, and the seed could not penetrate the soil. The wayside soil doesn't even pretend to have gotten the message. The seed that is wayside is like the word that is just on the surface of our hearts. And my pastor makes up words all the time, and I'm telling you, being at the church where I am now, I have gotten a whole new vocabulary of words that don't exist in the dictionary, but that make sense. So my pastor refers to this type of person, someone who gets the word and it's just surface. He calls it surface-dential evidence. So it's when that's the person that when we come to church, we look saved, we act saved, we may say some hallelujahs and amens, and we may jump up and down, but don't let somebody get on our last nerves. So what do? We revert. So we act like the surface-dential Christian, the one who just heard the word and then goes out and acts like we didn't hear anything. Now, the other stony ground depicts the casual heart. And in my research, I found that the stony ground describes not a field filled with rocks, but an area of limestone covered by a thin layer of dirt. The seeds would fall and immediately take root, but because their roots could not go deep enough to draw moisture from the ground, the plants would wither in the heat. This person had only a shallow emotional experience. You may wonder what caused this person to hear the same message and then wither away. Why? Because there was no depth and there was no root. Now, some fell among thorns. The thorny ground represents the crowded heart. This soil has weeds that eventually choke out the seed. This soil has four kinds of weeds: the deceitfulness of riches, the cares of the world, the lust of other things, and the pleasures of life. And you can find that in Luke 8:14. The hearts of these hearers are divided. Their hearts are crowded. Now, in each of these examples, the sower took a step and planted the seeds. However, the major difference in how the seed was sown and the soil in which it is sown. As we go through life, we're faced daily with situations that result in victories, challenges, or disappointments. Our response to the challenges and disappointments are linked to the type of soil in which the seed was planted. So how do we best prepare ourselves so that we do not wither in the way or the weight? Well, number one, we go deeper. Not by speed or height, but how low can we go on our knees? Whatever it takes to grow deeper in God's love and his ways, that's what we have to do. Verse 6 tells us the person, verse 6 of Matthew 13 says, the person only endures for a while. So this person starts out strong, but doesn't have this postage stamp, stick-to-itness, as I like to call it. Matthew calls it persecution and tribulation. It all comes in different seasons and for different reasons in our lives and for different purposes. Sometimes the persecution and tribulation comes to transition us, to teach us something. At times, tribulation comes to try and prove us. James 1:2-4 says, you count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that we may be perfect, lacking nothing. Tribulation comes to tempt us. And that's what happened when in Peter, when Jesus said in Luke 22:31-32, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith shall not fail. Jesus told Peter that he prayed specifically for him. And even today, this holds true. And every time I think about the fact that Jesus is interceding in prayer for you and for me, oh, that just encourages my heart. I mean, I'm just so excited about that. The word must not only grow deep, but outward. We have to reach beyond ourselves with the message of the word, because there is a hurting world out there. And while people might be walking around looking like everything is okay, deep down inside, some of the people need to hear a word from you and me to share our experiences that we have had. How do we prepare ourselves so that we don't wither in the way? The first one was to grow deeper. Next, we have to grow stronger. This Christian walk, my family, is not for wimps. We are an army of soldiers in the army of the Lord. How do we know we've grown stronger? We don't get upset over the small things. And I think I told you before about how I was walking Wrigley, and I saw how the ducks put their head down in the water, and then when they got up, the water just rolled down their backs. It didn't even stick. Well, that's how we have to be. We know we have gotten stronger when the aggravations hit us and we don't respond negatively, but we just keep it moving. And scars may be there, but they don't hurt anymore. And it's like Andre Crouch's song that says, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. And I'm not going to sing it to you because I want you all to have a great day today. Okay, and the third way that we prepare ourselves is so we don't wither in the way and the weight. We have to have some pre-praise. Remember I told you at my church we get some new vocabulary for pre-praise. And I know there's no such word, but it's praise God as you are going through. You praise him even if it doesn't look like things are changing. You praise God because of the history you have with him. He came through for you before in miraculous ways, not only for you, but for me. And I know he will come through for us again. And lastly, how do we prepare ourselves so we don't wither in the way and the weight? Number four, we allow his word to be a bosom keeper. Now, this is for the ladies. I remember particularly back in the day, women would keep whatever was precious to them in a hanky. It was in a hanky in their breast, in their bra. And it could have been money. It could have been jewelry. It could have been snuff, whatever it was. And then you would know that something was really precious because not only was it in a hanky tucked in the bra, they would pin it. My other best friend and I called those things that were placed in the bra and then pinned, we call those bosom keepers. Well, with God's word, we have to be bosom keepers. We grab hold of the word that we need for any given situation and keep it close. Isaiah 26:3 tells us, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because you trust in him. Isaiah 40:31 tells us to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait on the Lord. They will renew your strength. They that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. God's word is a bosom keeper. And I'm just talking fast because I know I'm running out of time. And so I mentioned to you before in my message that there was a disease in here in Florida called citrus greening. And it took a toll on a lot of the trees here. In Florida, the citrus trees, like the orange trees and that. And citrus greening is a disease spread by an insect about the size of a comma. And it carries the bacteria that ruins the oranges and eventually kills the trees. Well, there is now a cure to this disease, and a cure was found in Lakeland, Florida, that has not been by a tree that had not been infected by the disease. Now, that reminds me of another tree, a cure to our diseases. by a man who was on a tree, and that man's name was Jesus, the cure for all our diseases and our hang-ups. This man, Jesus, died, buried, and rose again. Because of what Jesus did on the tree, on Calvary's cross, because of his cure for all our diseases, sins, despair, we can face tomorrow because he lives. Finally, the good ground, the seed fell on good ground, which represents the converted heart, the person who hears the word, allows it to sink in, and eventually is genuinely saved. Just as there are three levels of not believing God, there are also three levels of productivity in the hearts of those who do believe. Some produce fruit 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some fruit 34-fold. So I'm just going to leave you with this message, and that is just to recap, how do we grow deeper in the way, and not wither in the way, we grow deeper in God's word. We grasp the message, know Jesus is our Savior and Lord. There is a word in the Bible that will address every situation in our lives. Number two, we grow stronger. 1 Peter 2:2 says, "If as newborn babes desire the milk of the word, that you may grow stronger thereby, if indeed you have tasted the Lord is gracious." Before we can grow, we must first be planted in soil of love, and our way for growth must be cleared by removing the weeds of sin that crowd out the word of God in our lives. Number three, have some free praise even before you see the manifestation for what you are praying. Psalm 34:1 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." And number four, allow God's word to be a bosom keeper, and it will keep you in the way and the wait. Psalm 119:11 says, "Your words have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin, that I may not sin against you." So that is how we do, we stay strong. That is how we do not wither in the way and the wait, by clinging on to the word of God, letting that word grow in good soil, planting that seed in the good soil of our hearts, and the devil will be defeated. I hope this word has encouraged you today, and I do apologize over. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa, and that's no problem because I think I took a few of your minutes, but God bless you for that powerful message this morning. Don't wither in the way and the wait. I tell you, it's such a blessing. Let's go before the Lord in prayer, and I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for being such an awesome God, the awesome God that you are in each and every one of our lives. We glorify you, Father, for giving us this day our daily bread. And, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you bless Minister Willa and overpour with her blessings of peace, joy, love, Lord God, all that her heart desires and all that she needs, Father God. We thank you for the fullness of the overflow, Lord God, where others will receive what you have for them to receive from her, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in from this day forth, even forevermore. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for our Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We glorify you, Father, for these 6 years that we're about to celebrate, Lord God, in you. For you have sustained us and kept us, Lord God, through this season. We glorify you, Father, for strengthening these women in every way of their lives. Lord God, we ask you, Father, to heal those that are sick. We speak healing to Kendra Carter. We thank you for the blood of Jesus being applied to every part of her being. We thank you, Father God, that she's healed, whole, and complete in you. We thank you, Father God, for our bereaved families, Lord God, for comforting them and strengthening them. Artemis Wicker and Vicki Humphrey, Lord God, we know that you got your arms around them and their families, Lord God. Keep them in perfect peace, Father God, as they see your hand in every given situation. Father God, we thank you for your anointing on the artist convention and conference, Father God. We know that the people that will be there in spirit and in body, Father God, that you will sustain them. You will bless them, Lord God. You will show them what you're doing with this company, Lord God. We ask that every part of the conference be a blessing, Lord God, from the beginning of introducing to the new visitors, Lord God, to the service, Lord God, to all the trainers, Lord God. We thank you for keeping the artist family, Lord God, the Diaz de Leon family, and all those that have put this conference together. Strengthen them and keep them, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for every participant. Anoint their hearts, their minds, and their ears to hear what you have to say. Lord God, we thank you for every good and perfect gift. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, TMC family, we know you want to hear this call again. That number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Remember, this is Testimonial Thursday on a New Morning Motivational Call, and it's coming up next. That number is 712-770-4005. 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN, 294-617-POUND. Well, thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting everyone with the joy of the Lord in your heart and spirit. And thank you, Minister Wheeler, for teaching us and allowing us to see that we can stand in the midst of any way or any weight. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, thank you, Minister Brenda. TMC family, don't let Satan rob you of the future God has for you by allowing the word to fall on anything other than good ground where it produces a harvest 100-fold. Father God, we thank you so much for your words. We thank you you have given us everything that we need to do to stand. We thank you, Lord, that we have hidden the word in our hearts and we will not stand against you. So we thank you, Lord, that when we mix our hearing with believing and with faith, we are producing something new. And we thank you that hope from the seeds that are planted in good soil are already producing that 100-fold return in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord, and we call it done. In your precious holy name we pray. Amen. Well, as I always say, my TMC family, I do love me some you, and I look forward to seeing you in Miami. Have a blessed day and safe travel. Bye-bye.